When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran, escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Wait, hello there.
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Good evening.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I was just enjoying looking up at the night sky the other day, other night, I should say, and I was just thinking about space and how awesome it is, and how I wish space travel was really a thing, and how only good things could happen if we had space travel.
Okay, so I think about space a lot because I'm really scared of it, but here's something that I think about all the time. Whenever I think about people like living on spaceships or just traveling on spaceships to go to colonies, other places, here's what I think, is that oxygen is a thing that we get on Earth that isn't on, say, like Mars or the moon or in your spaceship if something goes wrong, which it will because that's life. And if you're living on your Mars colony and all happy and then all of a sudden all of the oxygen is gone, you die. And that sucks.
You just have to be prepared for it. I mean, if you're on a colony, clearly, you know, you're part of the terraforming, you got colonization going, you know, you got to have a good supply line set up. I mean, you got to think it out in advance.
I just don't trust other people enough
to share your oxygen with them.
Okay, so when I was a kid, there was this movie that nobody else has seen probably called Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Oh, yeah. Right?
It was a Disney movie, like a made-for-Disney movie.
Wait, made-for-Disney?
Well, like just the
channel.
Like
only if you're at Disney you can watch it?
No, like the Disney Channel.
Okay.
And she had this crazy aunt that was like, I can't leave Earth because space is scary. And I'm that crazy aunt. Like, space is scary.
Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century, is a 1999 Disney Channel original movie.
About sharing oxygen and going to space?
Well, I mean, no, it's about a space station and a, like, pop singer. And
wow, this is a great transition. It's like you read my mind, Chrissy, because the next topic was space stations and how awesome they are.
I just...
It was followed by Xenon, the sequel, and Xenon Z3.
No lie, I have seen all of these movies multiple times.
Like, are they all about space stations?
They kind of are. There's one movie that happens on Earth mostly, but they're trying to get to space the whole time.
Of course, you got to escape back to space, where all the fun is.
Guys, no. Space stations. Okay, like if you're living on it and it doesn't fall apart or just implode or something, like it's probably gonna fall down to Earth, like get sucked up in some gravitational pull. Note. I know very little about science, but I'm sure that it's like a riptide.
Every once in a while, just snatch things out of the sky.
Like a gravity riptide just pulls it down.
Ooh, whirlpool. Done. Space crashes gravity whirlpool. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, you can't go out the back door in a spaceship or a space station.
Well, you can if you have your spaceship out there waiting for you.
But there's a big difference between having to put on a spacesuit and grab oxygen and then sneak out and then get in a thing that can be tracked in, like, radar and stuff. And then if that doesn't work right, you're still going to drown in the airs or lack thereof, rather.
You gotta just have oxygen on your ship.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I just had a literal panic moment where I just realized when I moved to space, like, there's no rain on my space station in space. I will be depressed all the time.
You could have rain. You just gotta, you know, have your own little special rain chamber. That'd be cool.
That is not the same.
Yeah, there's probably an atrium off of hydroponics where the exhaust water from the plants kind of condenses on the walls and stuff, and then you can walk through that.
Oh, that's so depressing.
We could get some fake gravity going so it could fall and then, you know, get brought back up through some vents and fall again. This just is recycled. All,
like, the most recycled rain.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Which, I mean, okay, I know how ridiculous what I just said was, because rain is recycled on Earth, too.
What? But
the way you put it makes it sound gross and not appealing.
All right, so we got to make it sound more naturally.
Yeah, so honestly, it's just going to be like the alien like masters of the space station are hosing you down like the kid does at the grocery station. Or not grocery station.
The grocery station on the space station.
The grocery store with the hose on the vegetables. Yeah. That's what they would do for you.
So they make us look more appetizing and glistening?
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
Got to refreshen us. I mean, I don't know about you, but every once in a while when you get that misty spray on a hot day, it does feel quite nice as your skin, you know, revitalizes.
Slow motion, cool music, shaking your head back and forth.
Of course. How else do you do it?
I don't want to be billowing cultivated.
In microgravity.
I don't want to be cultivated and raised as food.
Well, just don't be a mushroom. I mean, you've already described yourself slightly as a mushroom, so you got to go out in the sun more often.
Yeah, what makes you think you're not being cultivated now, Chrissy?
Well, she's being cultivated as a person as she grows. I have
really enjoyed living that lie, Jeremiah.
Okay. So what is to be lost by knowing and participating in your fate as a literal morsel of food as opposed to like a metaphorical morsel of food in the great chain?
Personal space, Jeremiah. That's what.
Yes. Privacy. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the valid concerns on a space station.
Yeah.
Because that's something we're going to have to figure out, how we're going to have good personal space while we're in space, because everyone needs alone time every once in a while.
And, like, space is giant, and it just goes on and on and on and on forever in blackness and just terrifying nothing.
Oh, but if you had your own space travel, you could go find your own personal space anywhere.
Like, I like personal space, but I also like to see people sometimes. Like, I want my personal space to be, like, in my own apartment, not on my own planet.
That's why we need, faster-than-light travel, so we can go to Plaid and get places fast, and then, you know, get some you time, and then come back and see friends.
What if you had a space that looked just like your apartment, but it was in space?
Do I live on a planet with oxygen? I'm really concerned about the lack of oxygen
in the space station.
No, like, that's not enough. Like, I need
backup tanks.
If there's like a hole punched in the wall and I'm standing there, I need to have oxygen and not be sucked out into black nothingness for me to be okay.
Okay, yeah, we can't fix that problem.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we could just get you your own planet. How do you feel about that?
Like, well, if my planet has oxygen and I can just breathe there, if this is like Star Trek and all of the planets are made for me.
Yeah, then it's a class whatever planet to get and be Earth-like.
Okay, I accept. But getting me there is going to be a problem. We're going to have to invent teleportation first.
Faster than light travel would be needed, I'm sure.
But you're still, like, in there, and you're in the space. And when you're in the space, there's always that chance that a hole will get punched in your thing, and then you can't breathe.
Are we talking at this point in time?
I don't know. Well, I mean, ultimately, in my ideal world, we're talking about the Millennium Falcon.
Of course.
Right?
But if you don't have space, you can't have Han Solo, so therefore you need to love space.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And Han Solo made do without oxygen in Episode 5 when they got out of the Millennium Falcon and they had the breathing masks on because they had to knock the Minox off of the power cables.
I mean, he also was frozen in carbonite, which I'm pretty sure deprived him of oxygen.
I really like Minox. You know what?
Minox are a silicon-based life form. They don't even need oxygen.
That seems like a really good thing to be. You know what reminds me of Minox?
What?
There's these little pacifiers that they make for babies now that have holes in them so you can see. And when the babies suck on them, their little mouths look like the Minox mouths on the Millennium Falcon.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
That's pretty cute.
Yep.
All right, so last thing. Storage space. It's important. I like it.
I really like the turn you took with that one.
Okay, so, like, you got a lot of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I am kind of probably at least a grade one hoarder.
Okay, well, burn it. You're not the things you own.
Well, I'm not, but I still like them.
What if you've accidentally made a whole bunch of Horcruxes and you never destroy them and you live forever in agony?
I'm pretty sure, like, making Horcruxes and spreading them to people is actually one of my prime directives at this point.
Okay, now that we've known we need to destroy Jeff sooner than later.
Well, how else am I going to serve Supreme Ruler Christy forever?
Okay, now that we know that we need to make loyalty. Sure that Jeff lives forever...
I'm feeling really conflicted right now.
Okay, so here's the thing about storage space. Is I think that it's really important, because even if you want to live really frugally and in, like, a very small... Like, I would really like a tiny house someday. Like, your storage space is really critical, because the...
Super critical.
The less stuff you have and the smaller space you live in, it's actually easier for things to get cluttered. Because, like, if you live in a small space and you leave a book out, that book's going to be more noticeable than if you live in a large space and you leave that book out. So I think storage space, the thing that could go wrong is that it's improperly created and allocated, because, you know, like it's like those cupboards where they meet in an L and there's, like, that whole wasted space that you could never get to in the back.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely, like, need longer arms.
Right, so that whole space just turns into, like, a dust-collecting mouse house, probably. There's probably mice living back
have
there.
Have you considered putting in, like, a sliding shelf that can get back and forth right. in that kind of L?
No,
or
yes.
Lazy Susan.
So that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. So, like, the thing could go that goes wrong is that people don't think through, like, how important allocating your storage space is and making sure that it's useful
labeled
space.
Well.
Like, well-labeled and useful. Because... Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have a storage closet, but if that storage closet, you can't reach the top 4 feet of it, like, that's not useful space. You've just wasted it. And, you know, that's horrible. People should not be wasteful. So,
built-in ladders are important.
Especially when you're super short.
For everyone, yes. Better stable positions to put stuff up with and not hurt your lower back.
Why not stilts?
Drywall stilts are pretty awesome. It's true.
I'm real clumsy.
That's gotta have a broad base for the stilt. Like, imagine if, like, that had the base for your foot was, like, twice as wide as your normal foot. Even better stability.
That doesn't sound like it would fit in a tiny house.
Right.
Gotta, you know, gotta give a little and get a little on this one, I suppose.
Okay, Jeff. This time.
All right. Well, I won this one, so I'm gonna call it now. Why don't you give our audience your fond farewells?
You guys, you're hurtling through space on a tiny, tiny rock, and everything and anything could go wrong. So, good luck out there, and sleep well.
But if everything ends in a big crunch, that's like a thermodynamic hug that we all get to share.
Aw, end on an upper. Remember, if you have any worries you want us to worry about for you, you can submit the questions at whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm. Thanks for listening.